Chazon Ish Zecharin Levracha once attended a gathering, and at the end of the gathering, people lined up to get brachas from the Chazon Ish. And everybody knew that the Chazon Ish, even though we toiled every second of the day in learning till he literally dropped on a bed from having no strength left, but he never, ever closed his door to another yid that had a problem. So everybody lined up at this gathering. Chazon Ish was there. They have this tzara, someone had a chas v'shalom, that tzara. They want a bracha for this, a bracha for that, somebody's sick. And the Chazon Ish sat there for a long time, giving each person a bracha and giving them direction and etzis. Then when he finished, there was a car waiting to take him away. And the crowd was all escorting him. Chazon Ish went into the car and he told the driver, please drive away very slowly. The driver said, okay. He drove very, very slowly till he went away. Then as they went away, he asked the Chazon Ish, like, what's the pshat that the Rav said that I should go very slowly? Chazon Ish said, I want to tell you, so many people unburden themselves with so many problems and sorrows to me. He says, I don't want anyone in that crowd to feel that, okay, I gave them an Eitzah, I gave them a Bracha, and now forget about it, let's get out of here. I want to show them that I'm still with them. I'm going away slowly. My heart is still with them. This is an extremely important lesson for people. People think, listen, somebody has a problem, someone has a tzara. Okay, if I cannot help, I can't help. And if I can help, so I'll do what I can to help. But after I give them my etzah, and after I did something to help them, now it's all over. It's not all over. A big part of it, a big chelik, is showing that I still care. It's showing empathy. The Chazon Ish sat and listened. He gave them a bracha. He gave them hadracha. He showed them an etzes what to do. But now, part of the next step is showing the person, okay, fine, I don't, you know, now it's over, let me leave. No, I'm not leaving so quick. I'm with you. If to tell someone when I leave, you should know that you're on my head. I'm going to think about this. I want to share with you something, a fascinating thing that I saw in the book on Rebelsky, Zecharno Levracha, that one of Rebelsky's daughters, she was already a couple years into Shidduchim, and things were going hard, and she was starting to get nervous. She went over to her father, and she said, you know something? Maybe it's time for me to settle. Maybe I should settle for something a little less than I'm looking for, because, you know, I'm waiting around and things are not going. So Rebelsky said to her, you should not settle. You're not settled. You see, you're going to get something very good. And then this daughter said that Rebelsky uncharacteristically said something. He said, private things. He never discussed private things with anyone besides his wife. Not with his children either. But then he said to his daughter, he said, I want you to know, I hear a lot of tzoris and problems from people the whole day. But when I go into bed at night, and I lay down, I'm about to fall asleep. As many problems and sorrows I heard the whole day, do you know what I think about then? I think about you, my daughter, that you need a shidduch. She said she got such a chizik from that. Her father opened up to show her, even though it was so uncharacteristic of him that he should share something private like that, she said, with anyone besides his wife. But he wanted to let her know that when I lay down in bed, as many problems and sorrows as I hear, you are the one that I'm thinking about. But this is something very strong, to let somebody know that yes, I'm thinking about you. Yes, you're still on my head. Even when we're not, you could let someone know a message. Sometimes you can call somebody up and say, you know, I'm just checking in and calling you. You should just know I think about you. Rav Lippa Geldworth, Shlita, I once heard him when he said a hesped on his Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Orbach, Zecharno Levracha, in BMG, Beis Medrash Gavoya of Lakewood. He mentioned that one time he got a phone call years ago from Shmuel Orbach, and he said, you should know something. You know why I'm calling you? Just to let you know I was thinking about you. I was thinking about you, and I wanted to call you to let you know that I'm thinking about you. That's it. That was the whole phone call. Imagine how a Talmud feels that his Rebbe calls and says, I'm calling just to let you know I'm thinking about you. This is something we should learn. If someone's going through a problem, someone's going through a tzara, there's nothing we could do. Doesn't make a difference. There's something that everyone can do. We can call the person and say, I'm thinking about you. And when I go to sleep at night, I think about you.